Attention students, the Jabroni University Network is now in session. Please make your way to class.
What is that?
The future of radio, you jabronis.
Coming to you from Fabulous Patriotism Studios on Super Earth, it's New Jabroni Pro Wrestling with me, Daniel Solorzano, and Bonesaw Ryan Rudnick.
Oh yeah, for Super Earth.
Ooh, not listening to the show is treason.
It's a illegal broadcast. Or something like that. I haven't gotten far enough in the missions to get that one. Sounds cool. That sounds like a good stratagem. Shut it down.
We haven't done a show since New Japan Cup, and WrestleMania happened. Oh, goodness, excuse me. I'm drinking a delicious, funky Buddha maple bacon coffee porter, so it's getting at me right now.
Lucky you.
New Japan Cup happened. I was enraged that Yota Tsuji won, and now just any time I see him on the screen, I just have to go, well, he's going to win. He's the one they're throwing all their muscle behind, to the point that I'm seeing that we're going to see a Moxley versus Shota Umino match in the near future. And I'm just like, oh, that's... It's like a worm trying to fight an eagle. What's he gonna do? Moxley's gonna pulverize him. It'll be a fun match to watch.
Yeah.
So we watched all the wrestling of WrestleMania week, and then you know what? We were just like, nah, let's just take a break. You had to go out of town, and by that point, I was just like, ooh, gosh, I'm too exhausted from everything, and yeah. It's like let's just wait for the next thing to come up, and we took a break. A lot of stuff happened. Gabe Kidd's been screaming at everybody, and
he's very angry.
I'm surprised he's still alive, much less employed.
He's a madman.
He's a madman. He's been telling everybody and their fat mama to get stuffed. It's been great,
man. In my dream world, like I have big plans for Gabe Kidd. We'll get to him later, I'm sure, big time.
Most certainly.
Yeah, called Tsuji. I knew it. Said Tsuji, ride Tsuji, baby. He's my Roman Reigns now. Like, I don't care for the match, but the character, just like the energy behind him, is so good. It's like I'm here for it. Like him, that's so. We'll get to my big plans. If this was my world, you put Tsuji and Gabe Kidd start running for the top belt at the same time, and that's a young rivalry that we could start budding. And I could see those two having a real good time together.
No, I'm perfectly fine with
Tsuji strong enough and like cocky enough to try to stand up to him like an idiot. Gabe Kidd will just go crazy over the top on him.
Gabe Kidd will bite him in the face.
Mm-hmm. Just a good gaijin heel to have Tsuji overcome. Boom! That's your top. That's his first title win. I don't know how it happens. Vacated belt or something.
I have no beef. I have no beef with Tsuji.
I saw the way
the cards were going
for
New Japan Cup, and I was like, oh god, he's gonna win. Yeah. So that was fine. He won. A bunch of stuff happened. Matt Riddle lost the TV championship faster than Kenta and Chase Owens lost their tag team championships. they're like, we see the Nantaku card and it's Bishamon versus Chase and Kenta, and I see the little championship sign next to Bishamon's, and I was like, excuse me, when did this happen?
Yeah. It happened at Dontaku. Was that Sakura Genesis that went back? Everything, like a bunch of belts just kind of like flipped back already.
I forgot to watch Sakura Genesis. That's what it was. It's
oh really?
A lot of stuff happened really fast, all right in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Sakura Genesis, we're gonna get good with that, and then you know, golden week came and went.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be an endless summer. It's gotta end.
Yeah.
All right, let's hit the business. We'll get into this show here. Right.
Long preamble.
For news and contents, be sure to follow us on Instagram at JU Wrestling and, of course, at JUW.fireside.fm. If you want merch, head over to our Threadless store. Head over anything you need. Just go to our link tree, linktr.ee/JUWrestling. Please be sure to subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen and remember to give us a 5-star rating. Oh, that was another thing that happened. Kenny Omega decided to be like, you know what? I'm gonna start rating some matches, and maybe we start going by the Kenny Omega 5-star system. I mean, if anyone's qualified, it's him. I mean, I'd be better for Will Ospreay. You know, if you want the best of the best of the best, sir, with honors.
Yes, please.
But you know, it's
the grade A prime.
Kenny went too hard. Now he's paying for it in time off. Will Ospreay's racking them stars up.
Yeah, I still haven't watched that match.
They're meaningless.
I'm getting to it.
They're meaningless stars, though. So my point doesn't actually hold any water by my own logic. So it's fine. But you know, you do that. Bookmark us on Instagram. Tell us how you feel at JabroniUWrestling@gmail.com.
Our rating system goes by in multiples of 4 stars. How many 4 stars did you have? That was a 3-4-star match.
Yeah.
Let's make it real messy.
I saw somebody say something to the effect of, no, that wasn't a 5-star match. It was a 1-star, and a star has 5 points on it. You've gotten that. You've gotten the two mixed up.
Clearly.
Okay. So, Wrestling Dontaku, we got a 2-night affair for some reason. It didn't need it for anything other than.
No, they really could. They could have made this one really good night.
Yeah, I mean, I think Nick Nemeth needed a second night to win to Tanahashi, so he could then lose to David Finlay. But that's fine.
Yeah,
but yeah, there's a bunch of filler matches, although what I will say in looking through all of these filler matches is that Taichi has started doing this thing where he just stares into the camera with smoldering eyes, and he doesn't stop until I assume the cameraman's like, I'm going to make a mess of my pants.
Okay, we got
to
go.
we got to cut to a different camera. I can't do it anymore.
But get me out of here.
But he holds on for as long as he can, buddy. And you know, me too. It's too sexy. Sometimes the mask is on, sometimes the mask is off, but always while wearing a Superman costume. But on the first night, the only real matches of import, if you want to say that there are any. I mean, some stuff in the first night pays off in the second night. It's mm-hmm. whatever. That's what they do. We're not going to talk about the matches. And I mean, I don't have any notes, so we're certainly just going to be talking about our feelings.
I think I have more notes about things Jeff Cobb said than any particular matches.
Yeah, you might be onto something there, because I always forget.
I'm sorry. These are Sakura Genesis notes. Never mind. I got nothing for Dontaku.
I mean, you can still tell me things that Jeff Cobb
said. I'm going
said
to. Don't worry about it.
We'll do a special edition of post-match comments that it's a during-match comments from the past in the future, which is today.
That's right.
Jeff Cobb took on Zack Sabre Jr. for the TV championship, which I guess Zack won it back from. Yeah, my brain's not working. From say his name,
Matt Riddle.
There we go. And that's cool. And also probably it's going to be funny that we don't ever see Matt Riddle in New Japan again.
Oh, never. No. That kind of fell flat.
Which is, jeez, it's, you know, that that one guy said it best. Like, some wrestlers are just idiots. I don't know what to tell you. And that's grade A. That's grade A idiocy to be like, I'm going to work in a foreign country where I already have a considerable amount of clout. Okay, what should I do to not jeopardize this? I like doing nose clams, and that's super frowned upon in this other country. Like, I feel like some of these people go like,
maybe you got to put that on the side.
I just feel like some of these people go, oh yeah, I'm going to wrestle in New Japan, and maybe not realize like how fortunate they are. It's like, buddy, you're going to the tippy top of the mountain in terms of wrestling promotions, you know, on the other side of the world. You can't just assume that you can do whatever you want to because you're in Japan. That's stupid foreigner thinking. That's American foreigner thinking too, which is the worst kind of foreigner thinking. So I'm sure we won't ever see him again in New Japan.
No, his visa's not getting renewed.
And I'm sure Zack Sabre Jr. was probably thrilled about that, especially with we all know he's aiming higher, and now he's got to take back this belt that he was already like, I've moved past this belt to give it back to Jeff Cobb. It's like he should have had a rematch with Tanahashi.
Yeah,
that just would have
classic Tanahashi just giving himself title shots.
I'm focusing on the wrong part of this. I didn't even realize that I was so mad about the Matt Riddle thing until I started talking about it. But here we are. Jeff Cobb and Zack Sabre Jr. go 13 and a half minutes, and Cobb's like, "I'm gonna do a lot of techers," and it played very well.
Yeah.
We're just drinking. There's gonna be a lot of silences for us drinking. It's fine.
Sorry. Yep. Yeah. Jeff Cobb deserves a good run. Send Zach on his way. Let's get big boy techers in the big leagues.
And he really does need a belt. Now he's got one. He looks like he was made to have a belt. And
he's the only man big enough for that belt.
Oh, for real. He's gigantic. That belt is more gigantic, and it looks just right draped on his shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because as we found out, it does not go around his waist.
That's right. Get belt extenders. Get two belts and strap them together. Full 360 belt.
Now, David Finlay goes on and takes on Yota Tsuji. And I don't know why I thought Tsuji might actually win this match.
Oh, I absolutely thought he might win this match. I don't know who Finlay is exactly.
Okay.
I don't know where he sits on this pecking order. And look, I feel like they're kind of getting the idea. Like, maybe they need to move a little faster, but are they still going to be a little stuck in the established veteran kind of hierarchy? Because Finlay, I think, gets a little bit of credit from that perspective. So you're right. He should win. He should be the favorite. But I don't know. Just feel like betting on Yota Tsuji is not a bad idea right now.
Well, here is the thing. If you look at the card for the next night, you go, oh yeah, David Finley's definitely gonna beat Tsuji because he's gonna win the belt back from Nick Nemeth.
Forgot about that part. Didn't factor that into my thinking.
Yeah, neither did I. I kind of took it as it went. I was like, oh, there's two nights of wrestling Dontaku. Well, then that certainly changes things.
Yeah.
And they had a mighty fine match. It was fine. David Finlay, David Finlay wins, positioning himself for greatness in the next night, which also had four championship matches that night. So it was
night two was busy.
Yes, it was. Well, speaking of the soon to be doomed Nick Nemeth, he beat Tanahashi, and that match was fun.
That match was like, the whole time I was just thinking, this is why I want him in the G1. Like, Tanahashi had a good night. He brought it, but like, Nick Nemeth makes everybody look so good. It was a really entertaining match, like well-paced, and everybody looked good.
Yeah, and I was just looking at his body.
I think that was one of the things Cobb said that was great. Is like, you can't, or it must not. It was El Fantasma, I think, was on the mic that night.
Yeah,
Tanahashi, buddy, I don't think you can try to make that Affleck when you stand next to a man who's chiseled out of granite.
To Tanahashi's credit, though,
jeez,
he spent the last couple months getting super. Like, Tanahashi hasn't looked so good in a while.
Yeah, no, he was looking good. So yeah, especially.
Yeah, and he's
jarring.
Yeah, I mean, and you, I then went and looked up some Tanahashi in his prime to just kind of have a comparison, and really, it's about the same. You could listen. He is bulked up as a man, you know, 20 years the senior of a 20-year-old, you know, would do. But yeah, I mean, he's still looking great. He's got a little more weight on him, but man, he still wrestles. He still goes. So it's fine. I you know, you throw him in the main event or whatever. And Nick Nemeth really wanted to wrestle Tanahashi, and now Nick Nemeth can say that he wrestled Tanahashi, and no one can ever take that away from him.
Sure can. Dave Finley's going to try, though. No, this was a really good match. I like this one more than I thought I was going to.
I said he wrestled Tanahashi. I didn't say he has the global championship and is never going to leave his waist.
Yeah. Maybe 24 more hours. Yeah. So, yeah, Finley came out and attacked him after this, right?
Yeah, and you know, if he didn't,
I think he did. I'm convinced he did, because that's when he yelled at him and said he'll fight him or something, or maybe he just yelled at him. Anyways,
he probably yelled at him.
Confrontation.
And then the whole next night they're just talking about, oh, it's not such a good idea to, you know, defend your title two nights in a row because blah 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 blah.
Oh, and it's a terrible idea.
And for one, yes, it is. And for two, in my experience, when they set this up in New Japan, no one ever makes it past the second night. You think they'd stop asking for it?
Death sentence. But hey, let's see how Nick Nemeth does.
Yeah, that was
and
that
it's
was
also
night
not
one.
The main event.
Yeah, that was night one. Oh yeah, that's right, because he got confetti and they were rolled around beating the snot out of each other in confetti.
Yeah, the early confetti gun.
Yeah.
And it scared Tanahashi.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I also wonder if Tanahashi was, like, sitting on the side, like, oh, yeah, it makes sense that they shot it off now.
Boom.
But that little roll around that they had was a very... It's very visceral. They're just hitting each other. It didn't even look like when somebody does that in wrestling. It looked like two guys that needed to be pulled apart. It was fun.
Tremendous. Good stuff.
We move on to night two here. A bunch of matches happen.
So many names.
They could keep saying Bolton Oleg is not a young lion anymore. I don't believe them. still dressing like a young lion. I don't care that he has a meaningless title around his waist. Yeah,
what titles he got?
I like that Desperado's been hanging out with the Gorillas of Destiny. That's been kind of silly. I mean, him and Shota Umino.
Yeah.
Which, when we wheel around to the Moxley main event, is like they've got five. House of Torture's got five guys. You know, John Moxley's got Shota Umino, and you know Desperado only counts as about a half in terms of how they're associated with each other. So he's got one and a half guys fighting for him.
Yeah, but he took on two guys, dragged them off. He's twice the man.
Apparently, Kosei Fujita and Zack Sabre Jr.'s tag team is called the Ichiban Sweet Boys. So I'm liking that.
Oh, I see that. Nice.
Yeah, I'm glad. It's glad official. They did that for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Gorillas of Destiny. Both of the original Gorillas of Destiny are in WWE now.
That's amazing. Yeah, I haven't gotten around to watching Backlash Europe edition.
Yeah, the historically speaking, the dumbest pay-per-view of the year. And yeah. But if you put it in front of 100,000 people in France, it's amazing.
That does help a little bit.
Yeah,
it was that big. They did one of them big old outdoors.
Oh yeah, it was massive, and and that French crowd was awesome. That French crowd universally made the IWC go, I'm so sick of American crowds, and that's on them. They're the ones that are doing all that stuff. You know, comments to the effects of, great, next week we get to go back to the stupid crowd chanting what for no reason every 5 minutes.
Hey, this is awesome. I insist.
I hate you for that, but I don't have a button.
No.
Don't do it, but I don't have a button for it. A button. I mean, there's the insult master button, but that's music more. No. I got it. I don't
Fig
got
nuts.
It. Oh yeah. So let's move on here. But Kenta and Chase take on Bishamon. They win their titles back, if I recall correctly.
Bouncing back and forth.
Yeah.
No respect for these titles.
No. And if you're gonna
put it on Boring Amon and just call it a day.
I just also feel that there's
ice these titles for a while.
I just think there's better tag teams to put it on. Like,
oh God, yes. But they just seem so insistent on it.
Jeff Cobb was like, hey,
so boring.
We beat them. And we should have had a ticket straight to the top, but now Bullet Club just comes in and, you know, does whatever, and so they get a title shot, and then they end up winning the belt. I was like, good point, Jeff. Good point.
Good point, Jeff. Sharp, sharp on commentary, Jeff Cobb.
So, Bishamon wins it back, or Fisherman, as Jeff Cobb calls them. Who the hell cares? It was what 12 minutes and 43 seconds, and it's just fine.
Sure. Let's have.
No, wait. No. Sorry. Chase and.
Yeah.
Chase and Kenta won it back. My B. Yeah.
Why not? Let's go back.
I like it. I like it on them better, but, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of.
I like it on either of them. Just commit to something.
Yeah. That's for sure. Please.
I don't feel like this is a true battle unless, you know, you could make a good feud between Chase and Goto. Then I listen, because Yoshiashi and Kenta is a thing that's already built in. But God, Yoshiashi just has no... Kenta said it right, man. He just always looks like he's just smelled a fart.
It does. Oh, can't look at him, man. It looks like his clothes don't fit, man. Like his shorts are... They're like the big baggy boxing shorts. It's so weird.
Boom, we got you with your baggy clothes. let's talk about the match that anyone should care about, and all we came here to talk about was Shingo and Gabe Kidd, or as Michael Cole calls him, Shinto Takagi.
Shinto Takagi.
Yeah, and Gabe, he
tried. He tried.
Yeah, he was.
Bless his heart.
Talking about how. He was talking about Bullet Club, and he was talking about Tama Tonga or Tagaloa or one of them. He's like, yeah, he's Bullet Club in Japan, blah blah blah. With the he was talking about the Never Open title. That's right. And he name dropped Shingo, which is a venerable name drop. I thought it was funny that he name dropped Evil, and obviously he was just looking at, like, okay, here are the two most recent people to hold the belt. Evil, it wasn't a very honorable championship raid. I loved it. Don't get me wrong there. That the Black Never title is The best wrestling title that has happened, the best looking wrestling title that's ever happened in the last 10 years. It's yeah, beautiful. I said it.
Shingo went and defaced it. He ruined it.
Yeah. if you want to watch a video of
spray all over it.
If you want to watch a video of Shingo getting all the paint off the belt, it exists.
And I want to watch Shingo do a lot of things. that's not among them.
Listen, if there's one person who could be like, I could sell paint drying, or in this case, you know, the opposite of paint drying.
I'm not saying I wouldn't listen to him try for a little bit, but I just don't think he'd sell me. I'd be out in 15 seconds.
Okay, I just want you
pitch. I gotta go.
I just want you to picture in your head. Just imagine that it's Clubber Lang, and he's doing the same thing. And just imagine the things that he'd be saying. And you know, Shingo's just gonna be saying the same things, and they hit the same exact way because Shingo's yeah. Clubber Lang. So you know, you'll watch it. It's good.
He's probably so serious and intense.
But if you want something with slightly more action. I recommend We've watching. I recommend watching goes this glamping. Match. If you want something with slightly more biting, you should watch this match.
Chaos goes glamping.
Oh gosh!
Ishii gets those drinks and he gets feisty.
We gotta watch Chaos Goes Glamping.
Because wish it wasn't $25. I really would watch it. I might cave. I'm so curious.
Listen, we didn't
it's
cave.
Still got Okada too, so
we didn't cave for that recent Chicago show, and we probably should have, because oh yeah, John Moxley is a champion now. In case you base your entire New Japan experience on listening to us podcast,
oh yeah, I don't advise that.
I like the idea of. You know, aliens just fighting what's left over in the ether after we destroy ourselves. And then someone's listening to the show and they're like, I know something happened in between these times, but these guys are admittedly so just not consistent.
These idiots can't cover their own tracks. If you're gonna be lazy, at least fill us in proper.
Or in this case, they're like, what do you mean John Moxley's a champion? That's insane.
Yeah.
How does that make any sense?
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't make any sense. A lot of people don't like that.
A lot of people are idiots. As we all know, New Japan Moxley is the superior John Moxley.
He doesn't transform as much anymore when he comes over here. Now he's just kind of John Moxley.
I just need the theme song.
I think that first time was just him. I think we caught him right out of the breakup. So he'd been eaten clean. And I mean it figuratively, but you could also, I guess, assume it literally too. But he was eaten clean, hitting the gym, working on self-improvement, had a good sense of himself, wore the fight shorts, looking good. That was a different John Moxley. Clothing always tells you which version of a person it is.
Okay, well, let me...
different clothing, way different person.
I'm going to tell you which version of a person Bonesaw is, and it's the kind of person who will hide an argument that's purely based around a man wearing shorty shorts, because that's his favorite wrestling gear. Bonesaw loves a good pair of shorty shorts, especially when they weren't wearing shorty shorts before, and so he will hide that in a bunch of other valid sounding reasons. Listen, for me, my reason is equally vacuous. It's the theme song for me. It's gonna come out to that dumb wild thing song in New Japan, so I can take it more seriously.
That does everything too. Completely changes the game for me. I agree with that. That's a good point.
I'll also say, like, after that match, I was like, yeah, he is the champion right now. Will we?
Did he bleed? Did he bleed? He didn't bleed, did he?
No. That also did quite a bit of heavy lifting for me.
Thank you for that.
It's like, you don't get
it. And a match with House of Torture, too. Like, wow, I can't believe he resisted the urge. Like, that was just right there waiting for you. It was a baseball bat cover with barbed wire or just the push-up bar. How does that work? Do you just do push-ups on it? What's the difference? And wouldn't that just be kind of a raised push-up and not as challenging? Or is that a balance thing?
Listen, we're only going to find out by looking it up. Because
write us in at the email. Somebody tell us.
Because I keep looking at it every time. I was like, I gotta look up how that works because I'm not gonna be able to deduce it in my mind. I'm not gonna be able to figure out how it works.
It looks like two doorstops glued together.
Yeah.
What the hell is it?
It looks like, you know, a lathe. it looks like a lathe, but with no blade on the bottom of it. So, hopefully, lathe is the right tool I'm looking for there, because I'm definitely making the lathe movements with my arms. But
I just think it looks like you're dancing. You're doing a twist.
If a lathe looks like a scythe, then everyone's going like, "What the hell are you talking about?"
Yeah.
So we'll get to Moxley, even though we're kind of talking about him.
I'll watch Chaos Goes Glamping and see if I can tell you from there.
We got sidetracked. Shingo and Kid.
We did. We skipped over the best part.
Shingo and Kid was good. And now there's a couple things with Gabe Kid aside from he's just been being a menace lately. Now, apparently,
he's just a red ass, man.
Now, apparently, we're doing this Wrestling Dontaku show. Another show has already happened.
What?
Yeah. All together.
What?
All together happened yesterday.
That was a thing. that's canon?
Yeah, all together was today. I mean, the important thing is that
I don't see that anywhere on the homepage. It can't exist.
Oh, the homepage is under construction right now.
It looks like it exists,
but he's causing a menace
right here.
He's causing a menace over there, and I didn't watch all together, so I don't know exactly what happened. But there was a Bullet Club against someone else match, whatever. Who the hell cares? But Our little training buddy, Kaito Kiyomiya, finally won the big boy belt. Noah,
good for him. Finally, he had to go home to get his respect because he wasn't getting it here.
Yeah, and now Gabe Kidd has immediately inserted himself into that equation by being like, "Hey, remember how I hated your guts last year? Give me a title shot." And that's
still
set up for, I think it's June 26th. Oh, don't quote me on that. I'm not pulling up the information for that, but that match is going to happen in June. That one's going to be great, and you know, it's going to be just under the I think it's going to be just under the wire for G1 Climax. And that's going to be something good there, cuz I actually have this pulled up already, so I can tell you, G1 Climax starts July 20th. So actually, it's going to be about a month before. But
okay,
you know, Kaito might want to come back swinging that big old belt between his legs and looking to exact punishment on Gabe Kidd.
Looking to finally compete for a block
in some A block fury. And some A-block.
He's got A-block written all over him.
Yeah, baby. That's you walk in with a championship, you're going to the A-block. Yeah, that's where when it's done.
That's where the big boys play.
So Gabe Kidd's just been great. And he's been surprisingly honorable in terms about wanting to win this Never Open Championship. And he and Shingo beat the hell out of each other. It was great.
Oh, so good. It was one of those matches where it's like, it reaches a point where like a logical match could have ended. Like, all right, that was a good match. And then there was like a whole other match on top of it. It just kept going. It was an endurance match, and it was excellent.
Oh, no. There was the first pile driver that came out of nowhere. I was like, oh, my gosh. And then that second one came. It was like before or after he did like a shoot headbutt, and that shoot headbutt, like he hit him and Shingo went down, and then yeah, if he was selling or if he was just living, Gabe went all over the place trying to get onto Shingo to cover him.
Yeah.
Man, that match was good. I hate the shoot headbutts.
Yeah, they're scary.
But my lizard brain is like, violence.
I can see the vibrations.
Yeah, but then Wayne, the main brain McLean's got to take over and be like, no, Shibata had to have his brain taken out of his skull so that he could be alive still.
Yeah, let's remember that every time, please.
Shibata's fine.
He's fine now. Look at him.
Yeah, he made it. He's fine. So yeah,
just that, an abundance of caution.
That was the match of the weekend for sure. To watch.
It's one of the best ones in very recent memory. Considering I also still haven't watched Danielson and that other guy, Ospreay. That guy.
Billy oh Hill. Yeah, forgot. I still haven't watched that one either.
Yeah.
Yell at your radio or whatever you're listening on all you want to, but this is a New Japan podcast. We watched him when he fought Zack Sabre Jr., albeit on New Japan's turf. I still haven't seen the first one where they fought at AEW.
Mm-hmm.
It was a New Japan podcast.
That comes first. Priorities, man. We get to the other ones when we can.
No, I did see that
just
one,
like we
though.
Get to recording when we can.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth. Sorry, listen.
David Finley then went on to beat Nick Nemeth, and
not surprising.
Look, we can still cross our fingers for Nick Nemeth in G1 Climax. Fact of the matter is, he's got a cushy TNA job.
I know he's not coming. It's not happening. I'm gonna let go. No. Let me let go of it because it's gonna hurt too much when it doesn't happen.
No. Don't do that to yourself. He's got a cushy TNA job, which means if he wants to do G1 Climax, and if we're talking about it, then people are talking about it because we're tastemakers around here.
That's true. We do call the shots. We
rock all the spots.
Yeah.
Block all the. I should probably beep that.
Yes. That was egregious.
Yeah, I'll have to beep that. Whoopsie. I accidentally said a bad word while trying to rhyme. It's okay. It's meaningless. Look, the best thing that happened in this match was when Finley clobbered Nick Nemeth with the shillelagh, because it was so smooth that I had to rewind it. I had to go back. He was like, Chris Charlton's like, he hit him. He hit him with the shillelagh. I was like, excuse me. No, he did not. I didn't see a shillelagh anywhere. And so Tsuji winds up for the gene blast. Gato throws... He throws Finley in the shillelagh. He sidesteps Tsuji as he's going past him, conks him on the head, and tosses the shillelagh out all in one fell swoop. Like, all in one fluid motion. It was just... Zuck, whoom.
It was amazing.
Yeah. I don't think anyone's done anything as smooth. It was perfectly... executed, 10 out of 10, no notes. Amazing, amazing execution on that. And then, you know, like obviously he won his global belt back, which I don't recall correctly, but I don't know that he ever lost that belt in the first place. Did he have it while he was in New Japan Cup?
No, I don't think he had it at that point.
Oh, no. I mean, I can just pull up the history right here. No, he got it, and then Nick Nemeth won it off of him. So, there we go.
Done and done.
Yeah, so now he's...
Never to hear from him again.
Yeah, now he's got it back. Nah. The cushy TNA job just means, hey, I want to flip off to Japan for a month. Yeah, see ya, homie. Well... You're the one who's coming up with the like we're going to you for programs. Like we're not writing programs ourselves. It's that's why Broken Matt Hardy is teamed up with Trent Seven and Speedball right now. Because who cares? It's TNA. That's where you go where you're like, I want to try some stuff out. You throw at the wall, see what sticks. Moose has the best dropkick in the game, and then you can get out of there.
That's true. That's true. It's a beaut.
Sometimes I usually feel like my interests kind of go down the line in terms of like, not everyone's watching New Japan, so that's kind of left field. But within that left field, there's sort of people are like, all right, we generally like these guys, we don't like these guys. I would just like to see a sample of someone being like, I don't understand why you like the things you like. why you say, yeah, this, you know, Gabe Kidd and Takagi was rightfully the match of the night, and Moose has the best dropkick in the game. It's how do you connect those two thoughts? It doesn't make any sense.
You just watch it. Your gut tells you.
Yeah, it's
pass the eye test.
Moose's dropkick is
best dropkick in the game.
So good, man. I would love to see Moose and Okada whoop around for a little bit.
In a while.
Yeah,
Moose in the G1.
Oh God! See that's the kind of dangerous thinking. You don't want to entertain there.
He's got to win all the blocks.
Oh God! I would love Moose in the G1.
That'd be great.
But this is, I think New Japan finds itself in a delicate state right now because everyone has been going, what are you guys doing?
It's so funny because, like, it just like watching this, it's like they've got so many roads they could take. Just like, you gotta pick one and go down it. But like, they've got so many guys that are, I think, ready to step up and just push the button for one of them. Let's go. If you're gonna hold on to Naito for a little while just to kind of stabilize the ship, that would have been fine too. But like, whatever you're doing now, just is like, it's a little wild. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, it's. It also depends. I mean, there's more American side events that Jon Moxley will be at all of. It's certainly if he's the champion. You know, we have the second biggest show of the year. It's coming up.
Like, is he gonna lose? Is he gonna lose to Shooter? Like, that doesn't seem
now.
If I was gonna say, like, I think that's who should beat Moxley is one of the younger guys. Like, just whoever you choose it to be. Go for it, but I would guess that'd be Tsuji, like, would be the person that they'd want to be the one being a champion. Obviously, though, beating Moxley is what matters with Shooter, so you wouldn't want to do Tsuji with that.
No, I think that if Shooter won the belt, like, it would have to be a double turn in that, you know, like, oh, I'm the champion now, I'm not, you know, high-fiving people in the crowd. And, no, not anything like that. It's just like...
not that double
turn. He's got to... You know, he's got to be bad guy Tanahashi. And, you know, that it's listen, that's...
I think that's where his road's going a little bit. Is like, he's gonna take a little bit of Moxley with him, but stop literally carrying his jacket.
Right.
And maybe he gets that dark side Tanahashi edge.
I think all the best baby faces have to go through that trial of you were a bad guy in the dark times, and now you came out of it and you're an icon of legend, which, I mean, to be fair, not like John Cena was ever like a bad guy, but, you know, his gimmick was getting booed. Like, don't pretend like he was universally loved from day dot. The rapping thing was stupid, but he is much like anything else. He realized, listen, if you just double down on it long enough,
force it,
people will come around to it. They'll
hate it.
Yeah,
that's good reaction too.
And Cena now universally get cheers, but, you know, in the height of his power, 50-50. And that's still 100% crowd reaction, so...
Mm-hmm. No. he's in that that good legend spot now.
But, you know, Shooter, he's not ready.
I don't think he is either. I don't. That's why it seems odd if that I don't know. I guess, yeah, I'm pre-talking myself into the fact that there's going to be a change, and it's going to be a change to a young guy, so the person that story points to is Shooter. But what's he going to do? Lose and then keep this? Because, like, he needs to get rid of this journey of not quite being confident thing. Let's find him and let's move him.
Yeah, and also there's still a bit of time between point A and point B. You know, Moxley might not be the champion by that time, and that's another possibility. We'd have to look and find out, but
maybe.
In terms of the new guys that came into the mix, you know, Ren Narita took a shot. Didn't happen. Suji took his initial shot against the much lamer champion in Sonata and couldn't do it. But, you know,
yeah.
I bet Suji could beat Sonata now. He just needed to find his footing a little bit. The stupid smiling, it's growing on me. He only just does it when he comes in. Now I'm just going to be like, yeah, I'm going to smile at you like a demon. And then stamp your head down, possibly bite you.
Yeah,
fate wills it. Yeah, Moxley beat Narita, and it was in
a fine bit of cheatery and skullduggery.
Yeah, it was you know the all the things that we thought would happen, but that match went over 20 minutes. I was like, oh, okay, like this match is. This match is gonna go for a bit. This is all very good. We're taking a bit of our time here.
Yeah.
And this is the good thing about Moxley too. He's just like, I'm gonna put on a really good main event. Like for all the criticism that's leveled at him, he doesn't phone it in.
No, absolutely not. I would never accuse him of that. That's for sure.
No, and this is a fine main event. I mean, If you're talking ratings, it's hard when, you know, Shingo and Kid put on a match like they put on for a belt that they are clearly trying to be like, this is what this belt is supposed to be. Yeah. When, you know, Evil had to have that belt to be like, oh yeah, no, yeah, it's the Never belt, and it is about all those things you're saying, but I want it. So they had to, I feel like, to sell this point of, hey, let's put some more steam behind the Never belt, put on Evil for a while, just to take the legitimacy out of it or whatever. I mean, I never cared about the Never belt more than when Evil had it around his waist, but
Shingo. I don't want Evil beating Shingo. No, I'm not okay with that. I do not sign off on this.
No, and Gabe Kidd is, you know,
Gabe Kidd is certainly
in that same ilk of David Finley cheated to win his title back. Gabe Kidd's is like I'm sick of everything. Like this is stupid. This place is getting like there's a bit of truth in his tale, and I think that makes the match resonate more when he's like, it's like, oh, I'm a madman, but I'm mad because, you know, because New Japan is dropping the ball here, and this is important. So we gotta step it up. It's, I mean, in terms of the crops of young guys that came in, like, yeah, make it between Gabe Kidd and Suji in terms of that battle for, like, these guys are going to be the new constant enemies of one another.
These are our forces of good and evil.
And then
smash them against each other a little bit.
And then after that, I just don't know. Like Moxley champion, Moxley's going to be a transitional champion. Like if he shows up to every event for a year, like he's the champion of the company, like okay, I will have been proven wrong, and that'll be awesome. It will. It'll be great.
Yes. I would like to be proven wrong.
Not likely, because he lives in the United States.
Yes.
So, to that end, I would like to close this sentiment by saying, get the main title onto like Shingo or Zach or someone. That's where it needs to go. I don't even mind Shingo having the never belt, but like give him a run with people out in the crowd. Like Shingo literally never disappoints.
Mm.
You can't name a bad Shingo match. It's impossible.
No,
it's impossible to do.
I can't give a reason not to do it.
You know, whereas
I'm thinking about Zach. Like Zach is an interesting choice. I don't know if it's time for Zach yet, though. I think he needs a little more momentum.
Well, yeah, get the machine behind him then. Like it's time to do it. It's time to like start pulling the trigger on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like how much longer does this guy have to wait? Like he's committed.
Yeah, this is a good time to for like a yeah respectable champion for a decent amount of time, and then respectable enough but can still lose to the to a young up and comer eventually. Give him a little rub.
Yeah,
but still be believable as somebody they can overcome.
Because you know then. If you're basing the program around those two, you know, not that I can think of a lot of times that Shingo and Zach have had tussled, but it'll be good when they do. If they haven't,
I'm sure
they have, because there's, you know,
there's like so many people.
That pool rotates. So
you can only use those Taco Bell ingredients so many times.
Yeah, it's what yeah, what order, like how do you want your bread, cheese, and meat? Do you want it in the form of a sandwich? Do you want it in the form of a taco? Do you want it in the form of a pizza? What do you want? So with Zach and Shingo as a program, then you've got, okay, like this guy's a champion for a while. Like, oh, he took your championship. Oh, but now Shingo won G1 Climax, which everyone would love to see.
Yeah.
Oh, now
Shingo run.
Now Zach's the champ for the rest of the year. Oh, now Shingo won the belt at Wrestle Kingdom. Oh, no, now Zach won another New Japan Cup, and he's immediately coming back for the title. You could milk that for 2 years. Easy.
Hmm.
But
I get behind that.
But that's...
I love both of them.
You could milk that long enough until other people are ready. And if you want to go the young champion route, I agree with you. Suji and Gabe Kidd. That's the course of action.
That's money, baby.
You know, that it's... Yeah, it's... I'm pretty sure Gabe Kidd can sell a mortal feud with literally anyone he wants to.
Yeah, exactly.
So him having one
in the oven.
Yeah, him having one with Suji is not such a weird thing.
Yeah, just point him at him and he'll get angry.
But you know, you don't have to worry about the wrestling with Zach and Shingo. The matches will always be good. Sonata, most of them are stinkers. Naito will surprise you. Take that as you will.
He can still do it.
Take it as you will. So there's that. But I'm fine. I'm fine with Moxley for now. This is in these uncertain times. I mean, what do you think Tony Khan has been doing for the last couple of years? Like, oh man, John, things have gone really, really bad. I need you to be champion. Well, I did want to go on a vacation 3 years ago, but I guess I'll put it off for a little bit longer.
Put it off again. Just one more time.
And then he's finally, he's, yeah, he's like, you know what? I think I will go on vacation to Japan. Oh, hey, how would you like to be the champion? Oh, God. Yeah, okay. I mean, it's not a lot of guys. Actually, there's only one guy who can claim Moxley's achievements. It's Moxley. He's the only guy that's done it.
Really? What is it, the Grand Slam? What is it?
WWE, AEW, and New Japan.
Okay, just the three. Okay. I didn't know if it was a Grand Slam, like four, if it was...
I mean, I would love for him to go to CMLL. I don't know if Triple I is bigger than CMLL, but CMLL is the oldest one, so yeah. I would think if I were Moxley, it'd be like, well, I gotta win the title at CMLL. That's the only way that I could say that I've been to the top of the four peaks.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah.
And I love that for him.
Mount Rushmore.
I love that for him. And Danielson was over there, you know, wrestling his hero, and you know, he, you know, paid him the ultimate respect, lifted Danielson up on his shoulders. And that's like, cool. Love that.
Love to see that.
Imagine if
didn't see it.
Imagine if Stone
would love to.
Imagine if Stone Cold you know, if you're bought you a bouquet of flowers for, you know, saying congratulations in your match and whatever. I don't remember what you said. I just remember, it was Triple H brought Sasha Banks and Bayley flowers because they were leaving NXT forever, and you're like, it's like, I'd love to see Triple H bring Stone Cold out some flowers for winning a championship match or something dumb like that. I was like, no, you get a Stone Cold Stunner for that. It's not just because it's flowers. It's just anything.
He came out. You could bring up a six pack. Still get a Stone Cold Stunner.
Yeah, that's, you can't believe how many people have handed him a beer that he's immediately turned around and gave a Stunner. It's wonderful.
It's the main lead in right before the setup kick. Setup kick.
So that's that with Don Taku. We're gonna do this really quick. We're gonna do a real quick preview of
Best of the Super Juniors.
Yeah, that's right. You know what? We'll probably come back for the end of Best of Super Junior. It's just gonna happen so fast, and there every night it's super super double duty matches. So it's not going to be.
They pack them in.
Yeah, it's not going to be a long one, but in the, and let me make sure I'm reading this correctly here. I just got to figure out which block. All right, so in the A block, we got Bushi, we got Hayata from Pro Wrestling Noah.
He sounds accomplished. He's got some championships. I think he's holding one right now.
Kosei Fujita and Kanemaru. You know, the regular fare. We also have Blake Christian, and that's gonna be a one that you want to watch the matches.
Oh really?
Oh yeah, Blake Christian, good. I'm assuming it was him because he was the GCW champion last time I checked. He was finally dethroned by Danhausen. I'm assuming Danhausen's the champion now, and Blake Christian's thing was, no one can ever beat me ever for my championship. So Blake Christian's representing Ring of Honor there. So that's going to be good there.
Yeah.
We also got Kevin Knight. We got TJP and El Desperado and Teton. That's the A block. Good.
Right, A block, not best block.
Yeah. A block. Fine.
A block. Okay.
In the B block, we got Francesco Akira. Oh, we got Dragon Dia from Dragon Gate. He's replacing Yo, I believe.
Poor Yo.
Yeah,
that sucked.
Yeah, it sucks. Oh yeah, that's right. He
dislocated his shoulder.
Viciously dislocated his shoulder.
I went back and watched that so many times. It was so confusing.
When did that
just happened?
When did that happen again? Because I remember watching it and I was like,
it was like at the very beginning. Like I can't remember if he just like he slid out of the mat or something like that. It was like he did like a roll or something. It wasn't even like an impact moment.
Yeah, no. What event?
Oh God, Sakura Genesis. I think would have to be it.
No, it was before Sakura Genesis.
That?
Yeah.
Okay, then I don't know. New beginning.
It was whatever happened during WrestleMania week, because there was a New Japan show that weekend as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, we really just skipped it. It was fine. It's just assume we'll either have a giant WrestleMania show or you just won't hear from us for a couple of months.
Yeah.
Anyway, B Block, we got Akira, we got Dragon Dia from Dragon Gate. Then we've got Robbie Eagles. Ooh, we got Ninja Mac.
Okay, so I wanted to ask you, is this guy from like Bloodsport a couple years ago that was involved in like that spinning flipping heel kick?
Yep.
Was he was the giver of that one, correct?
Yes.
Oh man. I remember that alone and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that was also just cool because Ninja Mac is one of those guys that you're like, oh, Ninja Mac's in Bloodsport. This will be fun. Much in the same way that I was like, oh, Speedball is in Bloodsport. This should be interesting to watch.
I just don't watch that either. I forgot about that.
Oh God, that match! It was him and Nick Nemeth. Watch that match. I don't think you need to.
Sure.
If you see anything else on that card that catches you. Log into the thing because Ben already paid for all that stuff.
Oh yeah, no.
Thank you, Ben.
Ben's my sugar daddy. Thank you, Ben.
Yeah, watch Nick Nemeth and Speedball. It's
watch the whole thing.
Yeah,
I always really enjoy it.
Oh yeah, sure. I mean, watch the whole thing. But I don't got the time.
I got so many video games.
Yeah, if you got
Planets to Liberate.
Yeah, you know, it's watch at least that. Otherwise, it's treason.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, don't.
I'll do it.
I don't want to report you to a democracy officer, but, you know.
No need. No need, fellow patriot.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, Speedball and Nick Nemeth in Bloodsport is really. I was like, what is Nick Nemeth going to do? And he wrestled a really shooty style match. It was great. It was really good. You go, oh yeah, that's right.
Chops,
Nick Nemeth knows how to actually wrestle.
Yeah.
it's really good.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah, so
Yo was hurt at Soccer Genesis. So that was correct.
Soccer Genesis, all right.
Yeah. We didn't miss that much.
Robbie Eagles, Ninja Mac, Drilla and Show.
Mm-hmm.
Doki, Taiji, Ishimori, and Kushida and Hiromu.
See, this block is so much better. The only people I'm not interested in here, or I'm not excited about in here, are the ones that I don't really know how they really wrestle, like Dragon Dia or
No. You're not interested in Bushi. You're not interested in Bushi. And I hate to say it, but if Kushida doesn't step it up from last, Kushida had a terrible showing last year.
Kushida was bad. Okay. Yeah, there's got to be somebody bad in there, but everybody else is great.
Yeah, but like Kushida didn't deserve to have such a terrible thing.
I think so.
Okay, that's fine. he's never going
to
hear this.
He's filler to me.
he's never going to hear this. I mean, he had to be dethroned by Hiromu, so I'm sure that first match with Hiromu is going to be the best match that he has in the tournament or whatever. But, you know, you just pick your person matches in the B block, and then you go, oh, man, that match is going to be really good. So let's say you pick Ninja Mac, and you go, oh, he's going to fight Hiromu Takahashi. That match is going to be really good.
This match is going to be really good.
He's going to fight Francisco Akira. That match is going to be really good. Yeah, a rare occurrence to best block B block. B block best block.
Real, really best block.
Yeah.
I'm excited about B block.
Yeah, so best
A block will have its moments.
Best of Super Junior, that's starting soon. That's starting the 11th, so you know, 3 more days,
sweet.
Baby.
Soon.
Yeah. Resurgence. That's another.
Yeah, I just saw that one. So I guess Moxley is fighting Shota really soon. So yeah, there's no way Shota's winning.
Yeah. No. Okay. So
I was thinking like, okay, maybe if they drag that out till Dominion, second biggest show of the year, like maybe that'd be a big time moment you could have there. But no, that's too soon. Yeah, Shota's losing.
No, that's
Guinness.
There's some
kicked.
There's some all right stuff on this card.
Yeah, Jeff Cobb versus Lance Archer.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot.
You know it.
Yeah, but you know, are you willing to pay? Are you willing to pay for the privilege? That's the question there.
Unlikely.
The answer is no. Especially considering the fact that it and Best of Super Junior start on the same day. So, I mean, you wake up and, you know, watch 10 Best of Super Junior matches, but that'll be over in 2 hours because they, those Super Junior matches.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah. They smoke through them. So it's going to be good. But the, but then you go, I've had enough wrestling for the day. I mean, if you want to pay the money and watch it, go for it. There's Gabe Kidd and Eddie Kingston. Never mind. I take it back. Pay for it and watch it. It's gonna be good. I mean, Shingo's gonna be there. Shingo's gonna be there too. The whole second half of it is good. I mean, even the first half is not without its charms. Leo Rush and Mustafa Ali. That's gonna be a banger.
That could be a fun opener.
Yeah. So it's. Oh, yeah. Also, all hail our new vice president, Rocky Romero.
Oh,
The Rock. He made it.
Oh, man.
He and Tanahashi are going to turn things around here.
Wow. Change the world.
Yeah, except he's, you know, vice president just means you're the president of New Japan Strong. please don't call me unless it's an emergency.
Boo.
Or, I mean, I don't know. So yeah, that's it, and yeah, we'll do the closing stuff here. And normally we preview, but we accidentally accidentally parlayed that into that little mini preview for Best of Super Junior. But it's okay. We'll keep going.
There's a whole preview.
Yeah, we're barely past 70 minutes here. We're doing really good.
We're good for us.
To check out all the other wonderful podcasts on the Jabroni U Podcast Network, follow the Jabroni University Podcast Network on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at JabroniU and at JabroniU.com. I'm not calling it X. Shut up. There you can follow the exploits of the Allen Club on Why Do We Ever Meet. Tune into Biff Radio. Listen to all new hip-hop on Flow Intel. And draft pop culture on our flagship show, The Draft Podcast. I'll be on there in June.
Ooh, what are you doing?
I'll tell you off microphone.
Oh yeah. Okay.
I will say this though. I have chosen
the people.
I have chosen a topic where we're all going to be complaining the entire time. And
ooh.
I find when I'm annoyed and angry is when I'm at my most dangerous.
Ooh, that might steal that thought line for next time I'm on something to get riled up about.
Yeah, I'll tell you when we did
top things that grind my gears.
We did a pet peeves draft.
Yeah,
and also I thought it was funny because I had a pretty innocuous idea. I think it was like just like a physical activities, which is like okay, like it was pretty straightforward. You know, we're just gonna pick physical activities or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like we can make a draft out of that, and then. For some reason, pet peeves popped into my mind, and yeah. Oh man, we were all so angry.
That's so much better than TV shows. just leave pissed off.
Yeah, and pet peeves is specifically good because it's no one wins that draft. Everyone just thinks about things that people do that they can't stand, and then you just fixate about it for the maximum amount of that 2 minutes, and you bell break just in case you need to because you're so mad. It was a we all felt
that's quality.
There was a lot of catharsis at the end of that episode. We were all like, "Whoo! Oh, I'm glad I got that off my chest." It was.
Sweating here.
Go back in the archives, listen to the pet peeves draft. It was.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that was a good time.
I don't know though. I don't want to find out the things that I do that people are gonna hate.
No. Hate. This is about what other people do that
I know,
you
what,
hate.
What if I do some of those things?
Nah.
What if I bring my dog on airplanes? Oh God, no.
No, it's. I will give you a little. I will give you a little taste for that just because it's already happened and it's in the past. But
true.
I got more riled up about people not returning their shopping carts to the cart bin than any person has ever gotten in their life.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It annoys me greatly on principle, but it doesn't fuel a fire in me.
Oh no, the spark
is eject.
The spark is enough. The spark is what starts the fire, baby. Because as soon as as soon as you start explaining why it bothers you, oh man, you'd really dig your claws in. And if someone, and if it's
like so, that one.
And yeah, and if it's a, and if it's a shared peeve, then you go, yeah, I do hate that. These are the reasons I hate this. Yeah, nothing exciting. Nothing brings people together like hatred. That's why both Saul and I are such good friends. Okay. Again, your gateway to follow all these wonderful podcasts is jabrotiu.com. Remember to give all the podcasts a 5-star rating and to like, share, and retweet or subscribe, or else you're going to be our next pet peeve.
Got it.
Get so mad. I will say for what's in the future, though, Best of Super Junior coming up. Resurgence, same day. So you start the 1-2 punch same if you're day. In America.
Wild.
You wake up, you watch Best of Super Junior while you're eating your Wheaties. You take a nap, make love to the sleeve of your favorite jacket, and then you're off to Resurgence in the evening. Best of Super Junior is going on through June 3rd, so it's gonna be going hard and fast. It's the way I like it. Which leads us in. 2-6-9, a day that should be, we should know the date by now too, and hopefully this year we'll remember the date, because now we have given its proper due. It's the second biggest show of the year.
Big time.
It's Dominion. It's always on 6-9, I'm pretty sure.
Always. Seems that way.
Yeah, Bill and Ted Day. So there you go.
Oh yeah.
We're getting nasty in Osaka Joe Hall.
Scott's coming up soon. June, man.
And that's the culmination of Best of Super Junior. So we get the final match at Dominion. So we get the second biggest show of the year and the final for Best of Super Junior. So that's what's going down.
What's not to love?
Now hold on to your seats, because you only have one day to recover, because the Despe Invitational is on June 10th, and that's at Corrigan Hall.
I thought it was something important.
And who knows what shenanigans are going to be there? It's Tai Chi Taka Mania, but with Desperado. It's him getting all of his buddies together in a building and them whooping around. Hey, you want to see what Gabe Kidd's going to do at the next All Together event? It's in Sapporo on June 15th. And, Tetsuya, oh yeah, that's right. The thing that did happen at the first All Together is that Jake Lee was teamed up with Bullet Club, and he basically came in and made LIJ lose. So the main, I don't know if it's the main event or not, but Jake Lee is taking on Naito. Jake Lee's from Pro Wrestling Noah.
Oh, see, these are people.
He and Naito are gonna tussle, and Naito's gonna win, and it'll all everything you know. will be fine.
We'll keep on spinning.
Then we got New Japan Seoul, which is really just the just the lead up to the main event, babies. G1 Climax 34.
That's what we've been training so hard for.
Yeah, July 20th. We had to take a preemptive break, so that's the thing there. So that's where, in terms of what you're going to get from us, though, we'll come back for Dominion since it'll have the finals for Best of Super Junior. And
I don't know. We're probably gonna want to talk Best of Super Junior. I feel like we get real. You know, like we're Flanders kids with some pixie sticks. Like we get a little crazy.
Okay.
I think we get excited about some guys. Potential here to surprise us.
Well, okay, we'll do. We'll give you a couple weekly recaps then.
We'll see.
We're feeling generous, most generous. So yeah, that's coming down the pipeline.
I might be in your neck of the woods for Memorial Day weekend, so maybe that, I don't know when that would time out. Something must have happened by then.
I don't know when Memorial Day is.
Neither do I.
I've
near
never
the end of the month.
I've never known when Memorial Day is.
I think it's the end of this. The weekend at the end of the month.
The weekend at the end of any month.
Yeah, the 27th. think it's the 27th.
But the 27th of what? The 27th of May. May 27th is Dragon Quest Day. Yes.
What does that imply? What does that entail?
Oh, much in the same way that, you know, May the 4th is Star Wars Day.
Okay, just a bunch of products bullshit.
Yeah, that's the day that they'll be like, "Hey, we're here to touch base about things that you care about," which, you know, they're working on Dragon Quest 12, which hopefully there'll be some kind of announcement about that. They're working on a 2.5D remake of Dragon Quest 3. This is stuff that they announced like 3 or 4 years ago. Like it's been a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, you know, cross our fingers something good happens. Also, Dragon Quest X Offline is that it has been released in other places. We still don't know if we're gonna get it. We'll never get Dragon Quest X Online in English. And basically the excuse is like, it's a lot of text. But, you know,
someone has to read all that.
Yeah, but Final Fantasy, it's I just don't know. The thing is, the crazy thing about Dragon Quest is they're like, but it's the Western market, so we don't know how it's gonna sell. It's like, I'll tell you, it will sell exactly as well as Final Fantasy if you produce enough product. But it's just like they're like, they don't want to commit to anything, and then everything sells out. So, and you know, also hot take: Dragon Quest better than Final Fantasy by and large. That's my super flaming hot take.
Yeah, that's scorching. Oof, God.
Yeah, it's
toasty over here.
In terms of consistent excellence, Final Fantasy is wildly inconsistent. Dragon Quest, yeah, you know what you're getting, and you're getting good. You know, so do
like,
you?
I hate that I can't. I feel like I can't argue.
You can't
disagree. I can't argue with you because you just played all the Final Fantasy games one through whatever. Like you're trucking through, so you can speak especially to those older ones a little better than me.
Oh yeah, here comes
a little rough though.
Here comes flaming hot take number two: Final Fantasy VII. Mid. It's so mid. It's I'm bored to tears playing it. Nothing anyone says makes any sense. It's not that great of game. And I'm 20 hours into it, and I'm just like, I don't even want to finish it.
No.
The remake might be good.
Man, the remake is fun. It turned me off at first, but I got into it, and I think it's worth it. It's fun.
Look, There are games that came out in certain points of our lives that we look back fondly, but through a bit of critical analysis, we can often go back and go like, I know the game's not great, but it holds a special place in my heart. And I'm not encumbered with that with Final Fantasy VII because six is my thing. Also, six still holds up. It's excellent. It's a very good game. No, there's nothing wrong with six. Seven though, it's not doing it for me.
I can't agree with that.
Six
is my most important one too, but I still think seven's good. I think seven's really good.
When's the last time you played seven?
Like 5 years ago, I think I started playing through. I got halfway through it.
And then probably got bored to tears.
No, I got your PlayStation 4, played Persona 5. So that was 140 hours later. not going back to that.
Okay, so I beat Dragon Quest XI finally. I've spent 130 hours on that game. I finally beat it. I'm not gonna beat the super boss at the super optional boss at the end because I would have to spend another 30 hours doing nothing but grinding, and not even for experience points because all my characters are maxed out. I'd be grinding for items.
Oh, materials.
Yeah, which is, you know, not...
Can we stop with materials video games, please?
Look, I'll stop playing it when it stops being fun. And that game, the ending of that game was so good that I can't... It's not worth it to beat that optional boss at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But I then logged into my PS5 for the first time in a long time because I've been playing this on Switch. And I looked, I was like, it said I played Dragon Quest XI for 35 hours when I first started playing it. Because I started playing on PS4. Mm-hmm. I was like, did I really put that much time into it? And then I was like, what? It was Persona 5. I started playing Persona 5 and I was like, nope, it's gone forever now. Persona 5 will get you.
So that's reasonable. But no, I was enjoying 7 up through that. I was using enemy skill materia, which is, you know, never use that. That was a fun thing to play different character types than I typically would. But no, I mean, everything you could I know the translation's not good. There are its flaws, but I mean, all these games have some flaws, and I don't think theirs were anything terrible. I don't think it's boring. I don't know. I thought it had a great setting. Characters are good. You kind of get who they are right away.
I must just be extra annoyed. Like you can turn enemy encounters off, and I'm like, this is still too many enemy encounters. But
that's how I felt in 9 because it's so slow, and I need to play the like updated version that has a fast forward button. That combat drove me crazy.
Another thing too is I did play the Pixel remasters. So I started from 1 and went all the way up through 6, and the quality of life stuff in those games universally is all so good. Also, you know, people probably don't like this. I do. I like things to fit into a nice, neat little package. They made all of the menu interfaces, you know, essentially exactly the same in every game, you know, except for, you know, for the different accounting for the differences in each game. But
right,
each
layout
but,
and
yeah, but every
utility.
Every menu interface is the same. They're not all different. They're all uniform, and it's like. That's good. Auto battle is a good thing. I didn't realize. I think I championed random battle encounters for a long time, and ultimately I just realized, like, no, I don't like random enemy encounters.
I still find that.
No, you don't.
I like when the combat has a nice routine to it.
No, you like the combat. You don't like random enemy encounters.
Yeah, but random enemy encounters gives me combat.
No.
I don't like seeing them on the map. I don't like having to engage with them properly to get an advantage or avoid a disadvantage. I'm good with a random fucking encounter.
No. Yep. I like them on the map. If I'm in the mood to fight, I walk over and I just clear the room of people. And if I don't want to fight people, I just run around them. It's like, I'll be in the mood to fight eventually. I'm not in the mood to fight when I'm looking around trying to find stuff.
I was just playing Dragon Quest.
That annoys me.
And they just come out of everywhere. Like you get a chance to go and find stuff. You don't get a chance to do anything. Like there's just monsters popping up, all just charging you from all directions at all times, constantly. It might as well be random encounters. It's just they're unavoidable.
Well, agree that I'm right. Yeah, it's
can't argue with that.
Yeah, we're flying off the rails here. That's how you turn a 70-minute show into an 80-minute show. It's
classic.
Yeah,
classic us.
Yeah, that's it. So it is. Listen to something. Get out there and watch some wrestling. There's no shortage of good wrestling right now. So
yeah.
we truly are in wonderful times.
Watch some Resurgence. Watch some Windy City.
Yeah. Anything else, Bonesaw, before we get out of here?
Shingo did a Suntory Mist on Kanemaru and like acted like he was drunk off of like just one mist. It's like, Shingo, we know you drink, buddy. what are you kidding?
I mean, I like the idea that Shingo is like, I don't drink when I'm training. I'm always training.
Yeah, there you go.
It's like,
I don't believe it for a second.
The only time I have a drink is after that championship's on my belt for, you know, that night, and then I go back to training.
They could add a his water bottle is filled with whiskey kind of shtick, and you wouldn't skip a beat, man. It'd be no difference. Like I can already imagine him as just a very functional alcoholic brawler.
I've heard of the water bottle filled with vodka, but the water bottle filled with whiskey, masterful gambit, sir.
I just feel like, I mean, it's an opaque bottle. Like, what? Who cares if it's vodka? Who cares if it's whiskey? Who cares if it's Applejack? I don't know. Call it what you want. You can have it. Jeff Cobb's great on commentary, so he can have that job whenever he wants to be working with Chris. He said when I was leading Hantai. Yeah, Jeff, get after it. He's afraid to say L-I-J. It's a hard words for him to say. And he said Naito is too dumb to know when he's tired.
This is very true.
Yeah. Speaking of Naito, faked out the sponsor with a fist bump, throws that out of the ring. That's the sponsor, man.
It's the only time where I'll tolerate Naito being a jerk. Wait a second. Oh no. He said he was a dick. I don't think we can say that. We're gonna have to be me saying what you said and what you said.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's all an excuse to push that button. It's ultimately what it boils down to.
Yeah.
All right, let's get on up out of here. I'm your host, Daniel Salerno Boats. I'll say goodnight to the lovely people.
Good night.
Oh, and an extra special thanks to James for the new logos that I asked for a year ago.
He's got my facial hair all wrong.
It doesn't look like it now.
Not now. Well, I mean, now I'll be able to pull it off. I'll do that at least one day on the way out the door whenever this thing's gone. That right. I can copy.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.